This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen in the world of the wise and wonderful. The plane that we talked about yesterday, remember the story of the man? Actually, there were two sick people who were on the Antarctic in this facility where people go to do research from February till October. They never see the outside. They never see the sun. They don't see anything. They're there to do research on what the world would be like if it were all frozen like the Antarctic. So this is their job. They're flown down there beginning of February, and they stay there until the end of October. This fellow that they took out of there yesterday has been doing this for 8 years. There was such horrible weather. It was, you can't even begin to imagine 180 degrees below zero. That is the jet fuel in the plane froze. That's why they couldn't get to this guy. And so finally they thought it out or somehow figured out how they could get this plane down there into the 24-hour-a-day winter darkness and temperatures that are so cold you can't even begin. And the wind's blowing around at 170 miles. This is horror show on Earth. That's what it is. So the plane arrived at the South Pole, though. It started from England and went thousands of miles. The plane is specially built to do this sort of thing, and the crew specially trained. There was a medical worker that came with them. There are three people that fly the plane, and it takes all of them to keep the plane in the air. So they landed and they rested for a few hours and then got this guy in the plane. A lot of details haven't been released. I'm not sure what he was sick of. Actually, what I heard yesterday was there are two of these people down there who had medical concerns.
Yeah,
medical
two problems. People are now in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. But can you, I'm just thinking, good that they were able to get in there, but just using your imagination, I don't know that I told that story during this hour yesterday, so I wanted to expose more people just to the thought of what it must be like. You can't imagine. I remember when, was it the winter before last, when it was 34 degrees below zero here for three or four days. The cows were dying.
Definitely sweater weather.
Freezing. Oh, my God. Don't you love that about Jennifer? Everything is put in his place. You and the reason I love you as much, you're kind of like Meredith, in that I can talk about. How I went on for almost 3 minutes, and then in three words, story's over. What's next?
Well, cold.
God loved you. Yeah, it was cold there, very cold. All right, let's see. The story of a high school graduation that is kind of cool. Special student Scott Dunn, supposed to graduate from East Juniata High School in Pennsylvania. I happen to know this area because my pal Jim Troha, you will remember, Jennifer,
definitely,
is the president now of Juniata College, which is in Juniata. It's in McAllisterville, Pennsylvania. Kind of an out-of-the-way place. It's a ways from State College. Neat, neat place. Anyway, so this guy was supposed to, this youngster, graduate on May 25th. But on the way to a track meet a couple of days before graduation, he got into a car crash that put him into a coma. And then when he woke up, I remember waking up in the hospital and asking my mother what day it was. She told me it was the 28th. I looked at her and I said, I missed graduation. School's principal heard that Scott, because the whole school was obviously tracking what went on.
Of course.
With this fellow. And he said the principal, when he heard he was awake, said he wanted to do something special for this youngster. So last week, after the other students had officially graduated, 50 of his fellow seniors from the graduating class of 80 showed up in caps and gowns for a do-over of the ceremony. So he got to lead his classmates in a procession to pomp and circumstance. He walked across the stage to get his diploma, and all the graduates that were his friends applauded. He said, "I'm speechless. I don't know how to even explain it. I'm speechless to know that this many people are behind me." And so I say that to you, thinking about all of the things that we wrap ourselves around. We get into things that get so focused on minutia, and then you hear of stuff like that, and you think, yep, the world is a pretty good place, and people are really, for the most part, just well-motivated. That's, you know, more people are well-motivated to do the right thing than, I think, are motivated to do the wrong thing. Even though what we do, what happens to us, is we become so focused on the negative stuff, and we on this fear and blame thing. I was trying to figure out the story that came to us from one of our Iowa stations, the story of the men in black. The police are trying to find out who these people are that are running around Iowa towns spooking them, wondering whether it's just a prank or is there some other sinister intention that they have. And I thought about it, what they do. These guys walk out of the side of a road and approach the driver's side of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not clear what they do. It's just, it seems that they're just trying to scare people.
Just, they're just
and it
menacing.
Isn't Halloween. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. They're in these dusters, these black dusters, reminiscent of the old days in the West when the tough guys, the bad guys, wore these things. You didn't mess with those people. So there have been people posting about seeing these men on various roads. That's
so
on
people
Facebook.
Have jobs. Like, what is their problem?
No.
Well, you see, but then what does it bring us around to? The news media focuses on this, and it's all about fear. It becomes all about
fear. And it also makes these guys famous, right? So then there's also the motivation for those other people who are bored at home trying to figure out what to do with their lives, and they go, maybe I should do this too.
This story creeps me out so much, though, because even if they're not doing anything bad, like, I get freaked out by my reflection sometimes in the morning when I leave for work because it's dark and there's nobody else out. So every time I see, like, when I go out in the parking lot to leave for work, if someone else is leaving at the same time, I'm like, what the heck? What is this person doing? What is someone else doing awake?
I'm so used to not seeing anyone else around.
So, like, the other morning I was sitting in my car at a red light, and all of a sudden I, like, did a double take because I thought there was someone approaching my car. It turns out it was just my reflection in the window. But, like, I can't imagine, like, even if these guys aren't doing anything bad. It would be so freaked out.
That'd be the end of Kara.
Wake up. No, what it's called is wake up before you leave the house. Don't leave the driving to somebody else who's supposed to be you driving the car. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
You mean I shouldn't be asleep when I drive? I'm supposed to wake up before then? Oh.
Yeah, might be a good idea. 14 past the hour on Good Day. Yesterday I told you about a brand new deal from the folks that make MyPillow. Mike Lindell has become well known. He's actually doing his own TV spots, telling people about his story, the story that has become a story of so many people in America. Millions and millions, tens of millions of these MyPillows have been sold. So if you want, I'm sold on them, and everybody here is sold on them because we're all using them. If you've had trouble sleeping recently, your pillows that you use are going flat, they don't have a shape anymore, and you're kind of rustling around all night long trying to find that comfort zone, and then you wake up in the morning and you got a sore neck, you got a headache, you feel like you need a nap. Come on, stop. Time to try a new MyPillow. Why is MyPillow different? Well, for one thing, the fill inside the pillow is patented and adjustable. You throw it in the dryer and activate it, and then you use it every night to get the exact support you need. You'll get your head supported, your neck supported. You'll enjoy a deep, restful night. My pillow, your pillow. Get to sleep faster, get into that REM sleep better, and stay there longer. Here's what The special deal is now authorized by Mike Lindell at MyPillow. You've heard us in the last, what, how many months have we been talking? A couple, 3 months we've been talking about MyPillow. Special deal, use the DS code, and you get two for the price of one. Okay? No more. That deal is over. Now, instead of getting two for the price of one, instead of getting three for the price of one, you get four for the price of one by calling 800-874-8985 right now. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen and get four. One, two, three, four. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Get four MyPillows for the price of one. Premium pillows and travel pillows come together. 800-874-8985, or you can go online to MyPillow.com and buy them there. So get on the horn. This offer is going to expire soon. This guy's going to wake up and say he's going to lose
his butt. Get off of me. Get off the horn.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Okay. 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. But get, instead of on the horn, what do you want me to say? Get on the phone?
There you go.
Get off your butt. Whatever it is, get going and get these four MyPillows now for the price of one at 800-874-8985. Promo code DS for Doug Steffen. 18 after.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on those Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice use 6/10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering, and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere or for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
This
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now it's 23 and change at the hour of the Good Day program. Throwback Thursday as opposed to throwaway Thursday. Don't want to throw any of these away. Top five songs for this week in 1975. I will be curious to find out whether Victoria and or Kara recognized any of these songs. Because they go back 41 years. At number five, KC and the Sunshine Band. Jennifer, were you on the program the day we interviewed him?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because
yeah.
I think I would remember this because I like this song.
That's a great. This is the end of the disco, sort of the tail end of the disco era. And that's basically all this stuff is here. That's the way I like a big disco tune. Number five this week in 1975, KC and the Sunshine Band. Number four that week belonged to David Bowie.
What a difference where the music shifted from disco into David Bowie.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, you know who David Bowie is? But it's from 41 years ago.
All right, don't be a wise taker. I feel, Jennifer, she's making fun of me. Do you think she's making fun of me?
It sounds just a smidge. I think a smidge. Yeah.
A smidge, eh? All right, so then let's get out of that mode. Here's somebody that I have always adored.
I like that.
Linda Ronstadt, number three this week in the 75 with You Are You Good. Yeah. I get up. This was an anthem for a lot of women that were beginning to feel their oats. In relationships.
When the women got those ideas in their head.
Yeah, right. Be independent. How dare you? Right, think for yourself. What's a big idea? All right, come on. Here, Kara, crank it up. The saddest thing that comes out of hearing this song is realizing that Linda Ronstadt is basically incapacitated.
Really?
And pretty much.
What's your ailment?
Parkinson's.
Ugh, so sad.
And yeah, it's really a shame.
Parkinson's and Alzheimer's are the diseases that really, I don't think they get enough attention. I mean, obviously a ton of attention goes to cancer, but they are so debilitating and you get trapped in your body and it's just so sad.
Yeah.
She's just, she was just, I thought she was the hottest thing since fried tomatoes. That is. She was just hot, hot, hot. All right, anyway, that's number three this week in 75. Number two, Bee Gees. This is so 70s. It is so 70s. Jive talking. Of course, I was teaching English and this song came into popularity. I want to change the name.
Did you try to correct it?
Talking. Yeah. Yes. Got talking because talking is an improper gerundive. Yes, any fool would know. You got so much. Carrie, you know what a gerundive is? Victoria knows.
It's my favorite animal in the zoo.
Yeah. I once fell into the gerundive pit. It was not pleasant.
Very
Here's another, this is sort of a combo disco tune. Number one this week on Throwback Thursday, going back to 1975, La Belle.
This is how I learned like French, it. And I'm really popular when I go to France.
Lady Marmalade.
Lady Marmalade.
Ba-bum.
This is such a good song.
You like the Pink and Christina Aguilera, Missy Elliott version better.
I do. I really do. You read my mind.
All right, so there we have it. Top five songs this week, 1975. Casey and the Sunshine Band, David Bowie, Linda Ronstadt, Bee Gees, and La Belle, Patti LaBelle and her gang. 28 after this good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actually reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundle. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. If in your range, don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's the mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
That my dog used to poop in Carson Daly's backyard. That's the story we were just telling everybody.
We can like move 7 on degrees of separation. What is this, Kevin Bacon?
All right, let's talk about, as long as we're in California, the weather in California, weather everywhere is making news. Tinderbox. Focus on dead trees, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen.
The should be fire an exciting segment. Is,
we're going to talk about dead trees.
That's so NPR of us.
I know. The dead now, tree, we can have, home you know, to the snapping beetle.
You know, You know what? With NPR, they always when they do their inserts, they want to sound like they're right on the scene. There's always background. The guy who's reporting from
live
New Delhi,
from the dead tree.
In the background, you can hear dead trees burning.
Right.
In the Sierra Nevada. All right. Well, it's not really a laughing matter because there've been a lot of trees. There are two reasons for a problem with the trees. Number one is the fires. Number two are the beetle box. The post beetle something or others. I know we had them here, but they don't usually bother in New England. They don't bother unless the tree is dead and actually being used in a building where there is often what I found in some of the old barns that I've used over the years on the farm or other farms that I've used. These post beetle, beetle post something or others, that bore into the wood, and basically they are worse than anything that a termite would do.
They just found a new way to get the beetles out, though.
Yeah, they're killing
them.
It's
called Yoko Ono. Thank you. I'm here all day.
One of those days.
Man, did I fall for that?
She like took us down
day.
A long and winding road.
No. Worse. The other day, I have to tell this quick story because you can use your imagination. There's a fellow who works for me, who's been working for me for quite a long time, 20 years or so. His name is John Diamond. And so we were taking down a building, the old house. I'm still taking buildings down from the old house. The people who bought my farm don't want buildings. So they had a gazebo built there 9 or 10 years ago, and it's quite a nice gazebo. And they said, if you want it, come get it. So I have John and the other guys. It's kind of like John and the Beatles, in a sense. I have the two guys from Jamaica that are here and one other guy that we call Sneaker. And so they're all working to take down the gazebo. And earlier in the day, we'd sold a load of hay. And so these guys, as they take the building apart, underneath the building, supposedly they find this wad of cash that's there. And John gets the wad of cash and says, look what I found under the building. It's been stashed here. It must have been stashed here when they built the building. Look at all this cash. And I'm looking at it, my eyes are bugging out, and I'm looking around, okay, what else are we going to find under this building? And all of them were in on it. They all started to laugh because it was the cash from the hay sale earlier in the day that hadn't been given yet. And so here's this cash that's in the building or underneath the building, and they're trying to make me believe. And I fell for it.
The lost city of Atlantis was under there?
I know.
Where is all the rest of the cash that's under there?
Doug's got his metal detector out.
Right.
Hang on, guys. Gotta get my headphones.
They laughed so hard. It was really pretty funny. Anyway, so back to the trees and the sorts of things that we, I guess if we want to worry about something, this is something else you can worry about if you want to. I'm not going to worry about it. I'd like to think there's something you can do about it, but I don't even know you can do anything about it because the part of the problem, these beetles are infesting these trees because they're so dry. The beetles don't live in moisture. They only live in dryness. And so as the states in the Southwest get drier and drier and drier, and the trees that can survive even in the drought, but they are drier and drier and drier, they attract these beetles that, by the way, listen to another reason not to like the Chinese. These beetles are an import from China. China had a real serious problem, and I'm not sure whether they still do or not. So they would cut down these trees that had the beetles in them and use them to make pallets and boxes in which they would ship the things they make on the boats to America. So as soon as they got here, they take them, you know, they take the boats up. How many people have seen this happen? They take a box apart and just cast it aside. Well, the beetles are in the box. So they come out of in the wood that the box is made out, they get out of the box and they go to the nearest tree and start chomping away. So that's why we have this problem all around. As a matter of fact, speaking of John, the lady in his life works for the federal government as a beetle detector. She goes around to various...
That's a cool
seriously.
Job.
Yeah. She goes around to places
in New England where these beetles have been reported, and they are a real problem. And they're more of a problem, again, as I said, the reason I know so much about it is because he tells me the stories. They don't like moisture. They only like trees that are dry. And so they're getting into certain trees and making a mess of them. And the government's got this whole program, multi-million-dollar program, to try to eradicate the beetles. But they're reproducing faster than you can kill them. So, thus the problem. And so the risk out in California is that and when these beetles get in to the trees, they basically kill them. So the trees are even drier. So with the temperatures, what was it yesterday in Burbank where you are, Jennifer?
About 94.
It's cooler.
It's cooling down. Megan, yeah, it'll get hotter again for the weekend. It's a brisk 94.
Megan went back home yesterday and said it was going to be cooler there than it had been, but where she lives down by Dodger Stadium, apparently it's very, very warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, you know, it just gets in the closer in the buildings are, too, the warmer it seems to be, for whatever the reason. So the California situation, the Arizona situation, the New Mexico situation, to a point, West Texas, all the way up into the Rockies, there is a drought, and it is hot. And so there hasn't been a real serious fire yet, but the news media wants to scare everybody into thinking, what will happen if we have a big fire, and how many people are going to be displaced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just wondering if there's an update, Jen Jen, that you have. Sort of calms people down a little bit.
There were about 100 people who were evacuated from their home. There's two fires burning at least close to me in Southern California, one in Duarte, one in Azusa. And the problem with those two fires is that they're only about a mile apart. And so depending on which way the wind shifts, you could have a real problem if they connect. But the firefighters have been able to separate both of the fires out there, the fish and the station fires, I think, were what they're calling them.
Yeah.
A reservoir, fish in the reservoir fires. And so the firefighters are trying to keep them apart. But the good news was yesterday, even though not much of the fire is contained yet, a bunch of the people that were evacuated in Duarte have been let back into their homes, about 100 people.
So that's
the silver lining. But it's just, right. You know, you feel bad for the firefighters because it is so hot. And then they have to be out there and fighting.
Outfits.
Oh, gosh. It has to be tough. Yeah. Yep.
European Union squad of 28 members, including England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. Today, the voters in England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland are voting on whether to stay in the European Union or hit the road, Jack. There are a lot of people
get it?
Who
Union
are...
Union Jack? Oh.
Yeah. All right. So the European Union is too encumbering for the Brits. The Brits consider themselves very independent, and they don't like the rules.
They're also keeping the EU afloat. I mean, they're being relied on for defense. They're being relied on for the economy. I mean, they're not getting the fair end of the stick right now.
Yeah, yeah. So Prime Minister Cameron has been about, J.K. Rowling has been about, trying to keep the team together, as they say. But I think there is a lot of people who, like actress Elizabeth Hurley, who've been going around saying, nope, we need to be on our own.
Well, we must have one of the big Hurley.
I couldn't blame her, though. I mean, Germany is a disaster, and they're going to have to deal with that. In a couple of years, it is going to be a nightmare. I can see, if you're forward-thinking, how you're a little panicked about staying connected
with
these people.
Well, especially if the British are paying most of the bill for what's going on in the European Union. And so this refugee crisis is making a mess out of not only Central Europe,
Germany,
but also
doesn't seem to want to fix it. I mean, that's the thing. Is like
there's
just
no
more people,
there.
More people. I know it's just really bizarre.
Right, it is bad for business too. Anyway, so in light of that, I thought we ought to find out something else. There are other things going on that are connected to Britain. The story of Lisa Alamea, lady from Texas, woke up with a British accent after she had jaw surgery. She
that's
had
weird.
A very rare. This the results of the surgery were foreign accent syndrome. Here's the story behind the story.
Lisa Alamia.
Oh, not from England, sorry.
Is 100% Texan.
People who don't know me, that, hey, where are you from? I'm from Rosenberg. Oh, where's that? I'm like, we're here in Rosenberg. Oh, you're from here. How'd you talk like that? So that's when the whole story comes up.
6 months ago, jaw surgery to fix an overbite changed Lisa's speech too.
I thought she was playing around with me. I thought she was joking with me. But then she showed me that, like, the doctor had told her she was diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome, and she searched it. And then I was like, oh, Lord.
Houston Methodist Sugar Land Hospital says in the last 100 years, less than 100 people worldwide get this rare disorder known as foreign accent syndrome. Lisa's neurologist, Dr. Toby Alton, put her through a battery of tests trying to answer the hows and whys, but they can't. So for months, Lisa stayed quiet, worried about skeptics.
I didn't know the reaction I was going to get from people. So I didn't know, are they going to judge me? Are they going to think I'm lying? Are they going to even understand how I'm speaking?
Well, doctors haven't found any signs of brain abnormality, so Lisa hopes to begin speech therapy very soon. She's also agreed to tests that could help researchers better understand foreign accent syndrome.
Imagine that.
Bizarre.
Sounds like Adele.
Yeah.
One day you sound like Adele.
But you can hear just a slight bit of southern twang, too. It's the weirdest thing. Do you think it's real? I mean, or do you think this is a good way to get famous?
I don't know.
You'd have to work at it a lot.
You would. It would always be on.
Really, and then, as soon as you come out from the anesthesia, then poof, you have a, you know, a Cockney accent.
I'm going to start with the southern accent. Take me to the dentist.
All right, Jennifer's going to update what's on TV tonight in a moment here for us on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure. Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
It's go time at your local Victory Motorcycle Dealer, the home of modern American muscle. Get into the saddle of the most powerful American V-twin motorcycles with special offers through the month of June, including a $1,000 trade-in allowance, plus up to $2,000 customer cash on select cruisers, baggers, and touring bikes. Ready, set, it's go time right now at your local Victory Motorcycles Dealer or online at victorymotorcycles.com. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit, with one valid on new 2013 through 2016 models, good through 6/30/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Never drink and ride.
All right, let's get to the world of television. How many people watch the Bill Simmons show on HBO? It's a sports show. Last night, Ben Affleck was on drunk as a skunk.
It was one of the highlights from my TV report yesterday. It's like I knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, really? I thought it was odd that you mentioned Bill Simmons yesterday, and then you must have been clairvoyant.
I guess so. I know Claire's nice. Yeah, he was hammered on the air. And you can even look, without even watching the video, you can just look at the images from his interview, and his face is bloated, he's red, he just looks out of sorts. It's really, I mean, he's had a problem for a long time. He's gone to rehab for, I think, both alcohol and gambling. And so it's kind of, I mean, it's really, you know, we can snicker, but it's really probably not pretty funny to him.
And Jennifer Garner still loves him, even though he's up to his ears and... trouble, but it's just when you see something like that, it reminds me of the night that Ed McMahon was drunk on The Tonight Show, and how, if you see the video of it, how much fun Carson had with it. It was a wonderful moment, even though he was in the bag. But he was a fun drunk, and Ben Affleck looked like a mean, nasty drunk, or he could be. Did you get that from watching it?
I don't think mean. He was just, you know, they were
talking about Deflategate, and he's very animated and very upset about Deflategate.
That was a Boston. He's a homer. He's a Boston sports guy.
Yep.
All right. Empire, not Empire, but Vinyl got canceled. Wasn't it?
And tonight on TV, if you liked ABC's The Family, watch 13 on BBC America at 10.
13.
Yep.
At 10.
At 10.
All right.
Not at 13.
50 past.
That would be 1.
11.
Now it's 50.
11.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. we are now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Time, 53 past the hour on the Good Day program. The Good Day program would be well served if I listened to Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host with Liz Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. The Good Day show would be all Money Pit all the time. We do 6 hours a day, 6 days a week of advice on how, and I could, you know, not to be facetious, I'll bet you we could do a pretty good job because there's so many things that are going around. We were just talking about something, actually, that your input would be great on, how to get rid of these beetles that are chewing up wood, whether it's in your house, your barn, or on a tree. There have to be sprays.
You're talking about powder post beetles, right? Or old house floor beetles. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they love that moist, damp old wood dug. And you know, there's no real DIY solution for that. That's a case where I would recommend that you bring in a pro to apply the right products, the right chemicals. And they're all controlled. You know, I think people are understandably cautious about turning to pesticides, but I think pesticides have gotten a lot smarter over the last, you know, few decades, to the point where they're very, very specific to the insect and the problem that you want to deal with. And sometimes you're better off doing that than trying a wide variety of DIY methods.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, Tom is going to help us because summertime now has officially begun. We'll talk about a way that will not be expensive for you to stay cool in your home. That bit of advice coming up next here on Good Day.
I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and it's your country. The spectator sport known as the political season is in high gear and more intense than ever before. We saw the slow motion collapse of the Democratic Party this decade with the loss of hundreds of state and national political offices. Now we may be watching the fast motion collapse of the Republican Party with anti-establishment candidates gathering the vast majority of presidential primary votes and delegates. Nearly 70% of the country thinks America is heading in the wrong direction. Our economic recovery is the slowest on record, with 1 in 5 Americans on food stamps and 1 in 3 on welfare. Who can blame the voters for being upset? Maybe the trouble in both political parties is a positive sign. Americans are searching for alternative ideas and leaders and are willing to take chances with outsiders. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Tom Kreidler, co-host of the nationally syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, here on Good Day with some advice about how to stay cool and not spend a lot of cash. So you must have a few things up your sleeve there, Tommy.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it was the first day of summer, and, you know, the heat, if it's not reached you yet, it's coming, and we're going to start to see the air conditioning bills climb. So there are a few things that you can do that actually involve little to no cost that can help cut some of that cooling expense. One of which is this: whether you have central air conditioner or you have a room air conditioners, if you've got storm windows on your house, those actually should be down in the summer. The same way they're down in the winter to keep the cold drafts out, they'll actually stop that warm air from getting in if you drop them in the summer. You also want to.
So what happens if you want to open the window and let the fresh air in? They just put the screen back down again.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and do that. But if you've got air conditioners that you're relying on, then those storms should actually be down. Now, the other thing is paddle fans, you know, the ceiling fans. You want to reverse the direction on those fans so that you're actually taking that warm air and pulling it up to the ceiling as opposed to pushing it back down, which is what you tend to do for the rest of the year. And thirdly,
easy to do with most of those fans. Can you do that easily? Fans is a switch to reverse direction, right?
Yeah,
most
that's right.
Fans?
On the motor itself, you'll see a little toggle switch, and just by clicking that switch, you can reverse it. And think about all your heat-generating appliances and start planning when you use those. So do, you know, clothes drying at night. You're going to use your oven. Do that at night. That actually reduces the heat load as well.
Check out MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreidler here with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.